I'm totally comfortable living in a suburb of Kansas City. I don't need a yacht or a private plane or even a second vacation home, but I wouldn't be mad about that last one. It's just not a necessity. See, the goal for me is not to get rich. It's to be wealthy, and there's a big difference.
Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project.
I went from one sale to 439 leads in 48 hours, and I'm going to tell you exactly how I did it. Now, before I dig into it, I need to give you some context. And let me give you a little disclaimer that while I'm going to do my best to be vulnerable and share from my heart, I did have to script some of this podcast, not because this isn't genuine, but because so much has happened so quickly. I really wanted to ensure that I was giving you all the facts and telling you exactly what I wanted to share. Now, before we get started, I am going to read you a very vulnerable email I sent to my list on August 22nd. Subject line: it's been less than 24 hours. Less than 24 hours ago, I took the biggest gamble in my business. I refunded tickets to my upcoming workshop, scrapped every email, every page, every post my team spent weeks full-time preparing for. And it's going to cost me. We're talking minimum $20,000. But in just the first 5 minutes, I knew it was the right decision. Before I get there, I need to take you back a few days, though. Last Tuesday, I announced SalesFlow Live. Quite confidently, I might add. I knew this content was going to be life-altering to y'all. I emailed my list. I posted on social. I ran ads on this very podcast. And one person bought in the first 24 hours. I was so ashamed I froze. I couldn't even tell my team. I didn't want them to worry. By Wednesday morning, I had the worst migraine I've had in months. I worried myself sick, or perhaps it was the PCOS flare-up. Unsure, but either way, I was completely incapacitated and unable to function. Sales were barely better when I got in the office Thursday morning. I had wall-to-wall meetings. 6 in an 8-hour day is pretty overkill. I powered through despite feeling like absolute garbage. At this point, both mentally and physically. I couldn't make any changes at the moment. I felt like my only option was to keep going. My body said absolutely not, and by Friday, I couldn't even get out of bed. I spent most of the morning crying off and on, half because I was in so much pain, ovarian cysts are a real bee, and half because I had dread, shame, and fear flowing through my veins. I knew something had to change, I just didn't know what. For 3 months, I had known this was the beginning of a new chapter in my life, but it was murky. There were lots of ideas of what was coming, but nothing held them together. It was like glitter, lots of sparkle and hope, but a mess in both my head and on paper. It didn't matter that it was Saturday. I had to figure out what was next. Running a business at this scale requires cash flow. And I have a full-time staff. I have to generate more liquid cash in a month. Every month than most of my previous full-time salaries. It's a lot of pressure. Even if I was fine today or for the next 30 days, if this trend continued, I'd ultimately either have to inject the business with my own cash or consider layoffs. So yes, one sale is frustrating at any stage of business, but at this one, it was devastating and potentially the beginning of the end. Here's the deal. This mission is far too important to me to let one dry season put me under. The work I do isn't just a job. It's my life's mission. I can still feel the desperation I had when I wasn't sure how I was going to afford to adult. I remember being so broke, it was cheaper to spend $1 at McDonald's for breakfast than buy a box of cereal at Walmart. That place is scary and a very dark time in my life. On what feels like the polar opposite end of the spectrum, I also know what it feels like to not have to worry about money. I'm sitting right now in my light-flooded home office with leaded glass bay windows at a desk that costs 3 times my old mortgage. To go from there to here in a decade is wildly disorienting, but that's what my therapist is for. My childhood was far from stable. My parents somehow made it all work, but both of them were permanently disabled and we lived on Social Security. My mom was too proud to ever sign up for food stamps. She bartered her time volunteering at our schools to get us a private education. The sacrifices she made to ensure I had a different outcome are beyond my comprehension, as tears hit my keyboard. It's not about owing it to her or even doing it for me. Money doesn't just remove worry, it provides opportunities. Freedom of choice, the ability to decide how you want to spend your time and energy, time being the most fragile of them all. Once it's gone, it's gone. My partner and I have one last living grandparent. She's 95 and on hospice. Watching someone you love go from vivacious, adventurous, and stubborn in the best way to bedbound, blind, and living with multiple myeloma, a horrible cancer, I might add. It's heartbreaking. We only have one life, and we blink and it's over. I want women everywhere to have choices, opportunities, freedom. I want women to be able to put down the worry and live first. It's not just a better lifestyle, it's a better life, period. Here's the deal. I can only make the kind of impact I want to make if more women in business know what I know. So between Saturday and Sunday, I came up with a plan. Not just a plan to save this workshop, not just a plan to save this business, not just a plan for how I'll spend my time or what I'll do, a plan that will change countless lives and give more women opportunities, period. I couldn't sleep. It was like the floodgates had opened. Insomnia haunts me. Super fun, lingering traumatic brain injury symptom that has never fully gone away. In a stressed, high cortisol state, I can't sleep. It gave me lots of time to think and process, however. I documented as much as I could. I wrote an 8-page memorandum for my team. I was so flipping excited, I almost called an emergency meeting on a Sunday, but I reminded myself of my own culture standards and refrained from notifying anyone. 8 a.m. yesterday, voice memo to my team. We have a change of plans. Don't prep for our all-team meeting at 9 a.m. Instead, be on Zoom at 8:30 with coffee. I spent the next hour discussing my vision, not just for a major pivot for this workshop, but a much clearer direction on how we better fulfill on our mission as a company. My team is quite quiet, well, except Jared, but I could tell I had their complete and total buy-in. In less than 2 hours, we built a new opt-in page, rewrote the confirmation email, set up a new thank you page, recorded a new ad for this podcast, recorded a video for y'all talking about why I did it. I look so exhausted, by the way. Yikes. And then I absolutely panicked. The email I had written to make this announcement had been sent before I had a chance to proof it. We hadn't finished tested anything. The checklist was only 3/4 of the way done, and I had no idea where we were on it. I wasn't ready, but it was out there. Upset there might have been a broken link or that a page would have been live, that I simply didn't know what was happening, I had to surrender. We had just told tens of thousands of people, cool, cool. I'm literally pacing my house at this point. I know I have more to do, but that just happened. 5 minutes later, phone call. We have 30 signups. 1 hour later, Slack message. We just hit 100. Okay, I think y'all may have gotten the message. Now, if you missed the message or you didn't read my initial open letter or watch the video, you can find all of it right now at bossproject.com/untitled. As of 8 a.m. my time, y'all, I am literally blown away. Screenshot from Slack channel. I cannot thank you guys enough. You believed in me. You trusted me. And we did this together. It's not even been 24 hours. I can only imagine the long-standing impact this decision will make. Love you guys. Taco emoji, taco emoji. 279 subscribers. I've had thousands of people attend my online summits. I've had over 10,000 people enroll in one of my courses. I have never, in nearly a decade of online business, seen these kinds of numbers this quickly, not to mention without ads. Clearly, the message hit home. But why does this matter to you? Because I've tried it all, tested endlessly, and absolutely know the fastest path to get to where you want to go. I've sold millions of dollars across every business model in this online industry. Yes, in each, services, group coaching and consulting, memberships, courses. I've also booked out my agency with leads that other people gave me, acquired high-ticket sponsors for events, the podcast, and other high-profile collaborations, been a top 50 affiliate for multiple SaaS companies, built a community of tens of thousands, organically built a podcast to the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world, been featured in major publications like Forbes, Inc., Marie Claire, and HuffPost without paying a PR person. I didn't even know the stories were being published until after they were live. I'm tired of all the secrets. There are clear strategies to scaling a business. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to
get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
The majority are sharing one trendy marketing tactic, telling you to copy-paste, and y'all get upset when it simply doesn't work the same for you. I know every business is different. I know everyone's life requires different accommodations. A business cannot be built in a silo. One person's success will not define your own. I want to teach the framework so you understand the variables. I want to share the exact strategies and give you all the facts, not just the shiny, sexy ones. You need this information. You can absolutely figure it out on your own. And I guarantee we can fast track some of these things if you can see the missteps I took. See, this business didn't get built out of thin air. It took me nearly a decade, millions of dollars in operational costs, so many mistakes, so many failures. I could just pretend it was always easy, but I am over the BS. I will redefine what transparency looks like in this industry. If you've listened this far and you've already signed up, thank you. You are seriously a rock star. I need you, however, to share this with someone who needs it. This was never meant for just you. Send them to bossproject.com/untitled. Now, if you've listened this far and you haven't signed up yet, ma'am, what are you waiting for? I can promise you this isn't some marketing ploy. This is my genuine desire to see you succeed. You have absolutely nothing to lose. Bossproject.com/untitled. I just hit refresh. 291 subscribers. As of 12:30 p.m. today, 48 hours after making this giant switch, I hit 439 subscribers signed up for this workshop. After some moments of shock, as you might expect, I wanted to take some time to reflect, very publicly, I might add, on why I did this and why I think it worked. See, I have confidence I could run a $10 million company. And without a doubt, with enough of the right experience and talented staff, I could also run a $100 million company. I, however, have absolutely no interest in doing that. Businesses, if you know the right stuff, are infinitely scalable. I don't need more money to be happy. I don't need more money to be successful. All I ever wanted was to not have to worry about money for the rest of my life. I'm on track right now to retire in the next 10 years. That would make me what? Almost 44? After that, working would be because I want to, not because I have to. I'd venture to guess 95% of you listening have no interest in running a million-dollar business. For 4%, that feels like an absolute dream. And only 1% of you want to scale beyond that. I've spent the last 2 years serving 5% of my audience. Now, will I continue to support women on this journey? Absolutely. I am not slowing down. But the other 95%, they deserve better. Now, I mentioned in my letter that I've done it all. I booked that agency. I transitioned to education. I use social platforms and this podcast to grow an audience. I built a million-dollar membership. I've been featured in some of the top publications in the world, but I want you to know why it worked. It's because I genuinely care about your success. If you want to build a $100 million company, go for it. No one is stopping you. But I'm here for the 99% who simply want to have a good life, retire early, and not worry about money. I've taken a big gamble. It undoubtedly will hit my bottom line. I am nearly positive that will mean I end the year at a loss. And I'll probably stop having to take a paycheck until then to make this dream a reality. Just like the last time I took a big gamble, I sat my husband down. I'm used to making 100% of the financial decisions in my business, but this decision would personally affect our finances for the foreseeable future. but every ounce of sacrifice is worth it for me. I don't need more. Y'all do. I'm totally comfortable living in a suburb of Kansas City. I don't need a yacht or a private plane or even a second vacation home. But I wouldn't be mad about that last one. It's just not a necessity. See, the goal for me is not to get rich. It's to be wealthy. And there's a big difference. Wealth signifies the ability to guarantee an income for the rest of your life. While yes, many rich people are indeed wealthy, so many of them fall into money or get rich quickly and then just absolutely blow it. There's a reason 70% of the people who win the lottery either end up broke within a few years and a third more declare bankruptcy. But why does that matter to you? It matters because you matter. And I'm 100% confident I can help you get to where you want to go faster with my help, alongside my stellar team. Not get rich quickly, but build wealth ethically, sustainably, while making a deep impact on your clients and customers. All you need to do is say yes. And I'd very much like to invite you to be part of this movement by heading to bossproject.com/untitled. But I get I haven't answered your real question. How did I go from one sale to 439 leads? The simple answer, I was honest. Honest and transparency is what built my company. For many years when this podcast first launched, we did monthly profit reports. We talked about what happened in the business, how we spent the money, and what worked and what didn't. Two things happened that led me to stop. One, I stopped feeling relatable. I know many of you are listening and you're still in your first few years of business. Maybe you haven't even launched yet. I didn't want you to feel the pressure or inclination to compare your journey to mine. I'm nearly a decade into this. I've made my mistakes. I've owned them. I've found my groove. You may not be there yet. And two, as I've grown my team, it was essential to me to provide a work environment that felt safe, ethical, and had strong leadership. Even if I was carrying a lot of stress, I never wanted my staff to worry about losing their jobs or what was next for them. That didn't feel fair or right. But somewhere along the way, that meant less of y'all paid attention. I'm sure partially because it started to sound like everyone else who's been doing this for a decade. Not to mention my focus has been on the foundations of business. I rarely talk about what's trendy. Not that that doesn't work. It simply falls so in and out of fashion so quickly, it doesn't feel sticky. And often those strategies aren't accessible without upfront cash or an audience to put them in front of. And I know that's simply not in the cards for everyone. Those 439 leads, they were already in my lukewarm market. And just like you, every one of you, I have friends, colleagues, peers, connections, a network of people, and I went from blending in to standing out literally overnight. I provided radical transparency in a way I haven't in years. Now, when I say it's going to cost me, I need you to understand how very real this is. In this massive shuffle, I chose to not market my group coaching program. Everyone in that program will graduate within the next 90 days. Not refilling that bucket is a huge risk financially for this company, but it was very clear to me that I had already converted over $750,000 in sales to this program, and the pool of people who are ready for this program was shrinking faster than my audience was growing. I know how to get my clients results, and that's why more than 50% of my list has bought from me when the industry average is 2%. I also have been doing this long enough that I know what my business needs to be successful. I talk a lot about high-end sales with my clients. My average client charges a minimum of $1,500 a month for their services. Some sell packages as high as $65,000 or more. High-end sales for services allows you to work with less clients and generate more cash flow. Services also convert higher. But I have the opposite problem. I have more eyeballs than I have opportunities. I'm only one person. We can take, what, 4, maybe 10 new clients a month if we were absolutely pushing it. And over the last 2 years, I've closed or removed nearly every low-end offer I have, meaning I've nurtured literally millions of listeners on this podcast to sell them absolutely nothing. Now, my business has still grown faster than I could keep up with. 2022 was the biggest year we've ever had. But for what? Why? I had to go back to why. This year has been a huge season of grief. So much change. More than I could possibly capture in a short podcast episode. It was incredibly clear to me a bigger business wasn't the answer I was looking for. I was craving more connection, more impact, bigger changes for y'all. Oh my gosh. And I couldn't get more of you where I want to see you go unless I could help you get through those first couple of seasons of business. So this might be incredibly dumb financially, maybe, but I do think it captured attention and my genuineness showed through. Oh my gosh. So what's the takeaway? How do you get 439 leads in 48 hours? A decade of showing I care and being willing to ask what I believe will make the biggest impact on the community at large. See, you don't need 439 leads in 48 hours to be successful. 99% of y'all only need a handful every month to get booked out. Over time, if you choose to grow a following so you can try other business models, you absolutely can. But I promise you, unless you want to build a business beyond $1 million, you're never going to need that amount of leads in 2 days. You likely will never need that amount of leads in a year. And I'm talking to make the same amount of money. Don't believe me? Let me break this down. For the last 8 years, I've had a business partner. That has meant that every dollar in profit, I only get 50 cents. If the margin at scale is 30% on a $1 million business, my 50% is 150K. I know it's a hell of a lot easier to scale a business to 240,000 in services with a lean team and an overhead of less than 90,000 to potentially still make more than I make on a year where we made $1 million. I think there's this common misconception that bigger is better. Bigger is just the same problems y'all have magnified. It's more operational cost, operational time, more people to ensure that everyone gets the support they deserve. Now, would I do it all over again if I know what I know now? I'm not sure. My life would be a hell of a lot simpler if I didn't. But y'all are the biggest motivation in my life. You keep me going. Changing your lives is why I get out of bed in the morning. I'll leave you with this beautiful note written by my new friend, Mr. Danilo. Your open letter is a great example of the new way of doing business, especially in a bumpy economy. Thanks for modeling this, perhaps without knowing it, and also with a beautiful accent. He's in Australia, I'm pretty sure. In my opinion, what the world and especially business world needs at the moment is to meet people where they're at and offer transparent ways to help. Being honest, congruent, and of service are further investments you've made in your business to build a feeling of trust, empathy, and compassion you've worked so hard already to create. I want this to be your open invitation. I know you don't know what I know, and I want to share it with you. And I have put together what is my life's work and the best workshop I've ever done. And it's happening today, if you're listening to this the day that it airs. But I want you to know that I'm making it public. And so it will be available after this is over. You can find it. bossproject.com/untitled.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.